The world's a blister swelled with care, much like unto a bubble, wherein poor men tormented are with women and with trouble, and every one that takes a wife adds toil and sorrow to his life and makes his burden double. Whilst Adam was a bachelor in Eden, he did tarry. It is an Eden upon earth to live and never marry. Oh, then what cause have we to grieve, to think upon our mother Eve, who made us all miscarry? Samson, they say, was a champion stout that filled the world with wonder. The proud Philistines he did rout, his blows did sound like thunder. But when he courted false Delilah, the wicked whore did him betray, and so he was brought under. Job was a man that open lay unto the spite of the devil, who took his goods and sons away, but could we count him civil? Because he left him still his nurse, oh no, he left her for a curse, she was his greatest evil. A woman once was hanged on a tree, and some the rope were cutting. Diogenes this sight did see, and spoke unto them strutting. Would every tree such fruit would bear, if so fond fools those young men are, that e'er would go a-nutting? A thief once rode up Holborn Hill towards Oliver Cromwell's palace. A maid that bore him some good will had begged him from the gallows. Oh no, quoth he, I'll go to the jib and not be a slave to my own rib. Drive on the car, good fellows. Marriage is honorable indeed, but tell what's housekeeping? It makes the good man's pockets bleed, his purse is always weeping. Nay more, he's always full of care, whilst he that is a bachelor is fast and soundly sleeping. A forward woman takes delight to see her husband vexed. Both morning, evening, noon, and night, the poor man is perplexed. She brawls and scolds, she frowns and pouts, and to her speeches scoffs and flouts are evermore annexed. Though he hath been at work all day as hard as he is able, yet when he comes home without delay, she bids him rock the cradle. And if he doth the same refuse, the dirty queen will him abuse and beat him with the ladle. He cannot quietly rest in bed, but every little season the child doth cry and must be fed, and ten she saith 'tis reason that he should do't and let her sleep. The poor man he must silence keep, for talking would be treason. Then certainly a bachelor's life is a most precious treasure. He that doth suddenly marry a wife will surely repent at leisure. For when he hath been snubbed and curbed, and almost all the night disturbed, yet must he rise at her pleasure. Robin, quoth he, 'tis time to rise, and thumps him on the shoulder. The hogs, once willing in the styes, at length she speaketh bolder, calling him fool and loggerhead, and with her feet quite out of the bed, she thrust the poor householder. And therefore he that weds a mate is like a horse in a tether. Marriage and hanging go by fate, and therefore choose you whether. For the three destinies have spun knots for hymen and for dun, then let them go together. Man is a little world of himself, and therefore wanteth nothing. He needs not care for worldly pelf, so he have food and clothing. And marriage is a fickle thing, which sometime doth in love begin, and often ends in loathing. And therefore I will single live in spite of lust and passion. Pure virgins good examples give, and worth our imitation. For before matrimony arose, the mode of wearing yellows and horns were out of fashion. And lastly, to conclude my song, vain joy is but a bubble. A double heart and a double tongue hath filled the world with trouble. And therefore, to avoid all strife, 'tis best to lead a single life. We will have nothing double.